This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is scheduled to address two public rallies today in the poll-bound state of Jharkhand to garner support for the BJP candidates contesting the upcoming elections in Garhwa and Chaibasa assembly segments. Jharkhand Unit BJP President and former Chief Minister Babulal Marandi said the Prime Minister will address the first public rally in Garhwa at around 11:30 a.m. and the other at around 3 p.m. in Chaibasa. These will be PM Modi's first ever election rallies in Jharkhand after the announcement of the two-phase assembly polls in the state scheduled to be held on November 13th and 20th. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said India has put in place a framework in which its relationship with Australia will grow further in the times to come. He emphasized that the shift in the relationship between the two countries was not accomplished on autopilot, but rather through efforts, leadership, and ambition on both sides. Addressing the Indian diaspora at the University of Queensland in Brisbane, Australia, on the first leg of his two-nation tour last evening, Mr. Jaishankar said India is on a high growth trajectory and wants to grow with the world. The External Affairs Minister is on a five-day visit to Australia from yesterday. He will inaugurate the fourth Indian consulate in Australia in Brisbane today. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart Penny Wong in Canberra. As the withdrawal of nominations for assembly polls in Maharashtra ends today, political parties are trying to pacify their rebel candidates. According to reports, around 36 candidates from the Mahayuti and 26 candidates from the Mahavikas Agari have turned rebel. The candidates have filed nominations against each other and have created friendly contests among the allies in many constituencies. According to a list of voters released by the Election Commission, more than 9 crore 70 lakh people comprising of more than 5 crore males and 4.5 crore females are eligible to exercise their franchise in the upcoming election. The grand procession of 13 akharas, a profound symbol of public faith, has commenced its entry yesterday into Kumbh City for the Mahakumbh 2025, set to be held in January in Prayagraj. The Sri Panch Dashnam Juna Akhara marked its magnificent entry yesterday, reflecting the Yogi Adityanath government's commitment to hosting a grand and meticulously organized Mahakumbh. The gathering of Akharas has started in Kumbh City to participate in the great gathering of faith, Prayagraj Mahakumbh, to be held on the banks of Triveni. Foreign investors turned net sellers in October, withdrawing shares worth over 94,000 crore rupees in the month owing to high valuation in domestic markets and the strong performance on the Chinese market. This outflow comes from a nine-month high investment of over 57,700 crore rupees in September this year by the FPIs. Earlier, they had withdrawn over 61,000 crore rupees from the shares in March 2020. The seventh session of the International Solar Alliance, ISA, Assembly will be inaugurated at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. India's Malvika Bansal lost the women's singles final at the Hilo Open 2024 badminton tournament in Saarbrücken, Germany yesterday. And in cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 25 runs in the Mumbai Test, clinching the series 3-0. Chasing a target of 147 runs in the second innings, India crumbled to 121 all out. This series victory for New Zealand marks their first Test series win in India since 1955, ending India's 18 Test series unbeaten streak at home. And that's the end of this news bulletin.